Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Fightful's The Hump with
Jimmy Van
and
Sean Ross Sapp.
Fightful.com. Yeah, yeah.
Can we have that intro updated with the right logos, Jimmy?
Yes. I thought I asked Rob to do it. I'll get it done. No problem.
What's up, you guys? I mean, Rob does so much stuff for us. He probably did it, and I haven't even noticed it yet.
Maybe.
Sean Ross Sapp, welcome to Fightful. It's The Hump for November 1st. I can't believe it. November 1st. My God. Leave a thumbs up on this video. We would greatly appreciate it. Also, if you want to help out Fightful, there's a few ways you can do it. Leave us a nice review on audio platforms, whether it be Spotify, Apple, whatever that may be. We are primarily a YouTube content site. But hey, if you help us out over there, that helps us grow as well. We got a lot to talk about today. Leave a thumbs up on this video. Leave a comment, a live chat. If you want your question or statement read on the air, you can donate a super chat here at youtube.com/Fightful. You can also go and get in the humping mood at humperchats.com. No, that will not help you find local hot singles in your area. That will allow you to leave your question or statement here for us and helps guide what we're going to be talking about today. And then you can head over to FightfulSelect.com right after. It is just $5 a month, $54 a year. We are going to do a reckless speculation podcast on what Tony Khan's important announcement might be. This in addition to, in case you didn't know who Chris Jericho's partner is, we have details on that. We got Doja Cat news on Fightful Select. I'm excited about that. We got a ton of AEW women's wrestling news on FightfulSelect.com right now. Please go over there, check that out. That's the most direct way to support us. Jimmy, what are you doing, man?
How you doing, buddy? Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. I woke up today to a Doja Cat AEW collaboration.
I saw that.
I feel like I'm being targeted here.
Did you do anything in your household for Halloween? Like, do you go out? Do you do trick-or-treaters? What do you do?
Well, I don't do the trick-or-treaters, Jimmy. That would be horrible. That'd be very horrible.
I meant, do you like stay at home and like greet them or?
Yes, we stay at home and greet them.
Okay.
We didn't have many. It was unseasonably cold last night. Like it was frigid. Yeah, it was incredibly cold. But we had the fewest trick-or-treaters that we have ever had
okay. last night. The timing of you saying that is excellent, and I want to hear from the live chat on this. So You know where I live. I live in Uptown Toronto, Canada, and I took my kids out like I do every year. Last night, I can count on one hand how many other kids I saw trick-or-treating, mm-hmm. and all the households we went to, they said, your kids are the first ones that we've seen tonight, and they dumped, they dumped entire boxes of chocolates into my kids' bags because they had so much stock. I go on social media this morning, and people in different cities just happened to post about what happened to all the kids. We got no kids for Halloween. Like, what's going on this year, Sean? Do you have any idea why there's like,
I don't have any scoops on why there are no trick-or-treaters.
No, but do you have any theory?
It was unseasonably cold here. It was like 40 degrees. So a lot of people just didn't want to do it. Listen, I don't have that information.
I wish like somebody was trying to theorize to me on social media. Oh, you know, parents don't want their kids eating candy and all this stuff. Look, if you're a good parent, you just kind of ration out what they get, but you don't not take them out because the kids love it, man. They love it. So I don't know.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was certainly surprised. There were not like we sat outside for 10, 15 minutes. It was very, very chilly. And we had two kids show up and then we went back inside and just let them come to the door. One of my wife's friends actually brought her daughter by and we sat out and talked to them. I think we had two or three kids after that through the 2 hour period. Also, it seemed like it was dark much earlier this year. We did our 6 to 8, which is very, very weird. Also, not looking forward to daylight savings. Boo. I don't like driving in the dark, don't like driving in crappy weather in general, so I hate this season, but it was just, I didn't feel the Halloween spirit this year.
It was unusual. Some people in the chat are saying safety issues. I mean, that's not something I ever concern myself with being in Toronto, but I don't know. Anyway, that was just, I found it interesting that I wasn't alone, that people on social media in different cities were noticing the same thing. I thought that's strange, but is what it is. You want to jump into the first topic or do you want to handle some?
Well, let's jump into the super chats. We already got some people that are here offering up some stuff for us. They said, think we have any surprise returns on Saturday in terms of results or returns. I don't, unless maybe Kyrie's popping back. I know PW Insider has reported that Saray might be headed back soon. That would be nice, but I'm not expecting any. No, I think that they are leaning into the fact that, hey, Roman's showed up to work. Roman's here.
I agree. And how are you going to surprise them when they're all flying? I mean, Saudi's not around the corner. So it's not like they're just taking a trip on the wrestler bus. Like this is a serious travel thing. I don't expect it either.
Tony says, how long did it take for the happy tears to stop after that AEW Doja Cat tweet came out? I woke up unusually late today and saw that and I went, oh, that's cool. I wasn't like over the moon about it or anything. I was just like, hell yeah, that's cool. Doja does some stupid problematic shit of her own, but I'm glad to see this. I think it's cool. I heard there might be some further integration on her tour. Maybe that'd be kind of cool.
Really?
But I mean, Doja Cat is sincerely my favorite music artist going right now. So,
it goes beyond just licensing her song for a video. It goes beyond that.
It might. There's been talk of it about possibly it playing while she's on tour or something like that.
Interesting.
I don't exactly have a lot of Doja Cat connects, despite being a big fan of her work. So we'll see. Mariah May debuted tonight. I think they should have her debut tonight. If
she hinted at it.
She hinted at it. This is something that Fightful had reported quite a while back that AEW was interested. And I know they kind of downplayed it and stuff like that. But then all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait, she's done with Stardom.
Right.
So, yeah, I think, gosh, when was it that we reported that? I felt like that was maybe August or no, probably early September, something like that.
I remember seeing footage of her last match.
Yeah, it was at least September.
She's got the look of a superstar. So we'll see what AEW does with her.
We reported in August that AEW had interest in her. Damn, man. Damn. Corey says, any thoughts on Ronda Rousey doing the Lucha Vavoom indie show? She and Marina Shafir were a tag team. So not only did Ronda Rousey do the Lucha Vavoom indie show, she's doing Wrestling Revolver, which is actually one of my favorite indies, period. Sami Callihan runs it, does a hell of a job, Jimmy. So she's taking some dates. I had asked the WWE, like, hey, what's up with Ronda? We don't have that information. Then they moved her from the roster page. There has been something else that has changed with WWE to where they don't outwardly speak about people leaving the company. I mean, in so many cases, Jimmy, Ronda, Naomi, Sasha, they don't even update their stuff. Even Claudio, they don't update them on the roster and take them off of Raw or SmackDown until they show up somewhere else.
I think they prefer to be the one that makes a decision.
It seems that way.
Yep. If the talent makes a decision, you know, the WWE mentality is this is the place to be. So if the talent makes a decision, they want to sweep it under the rug. I don't think anything of the Ronda thing because it's known she's a wrestling fan and she doesn't need the money. She's doing it for fun. So yeah. I don't think much of it.
Do you think WWE has plans for both Zaya and Candice coming out of that odd match or finish Monday? So Fightful Select reported what was fairly obvious, but you still gotta ask. Yes, that was planned. It was a play off of the Mercedes Martinez knockout years ago in NXT.
Same referee,
everything. But I know they have plans for Zaya because she's set to work a little program with Becky Lynch. Candice, I don't know what that is. I look at usually the plans they have for her, usually 1 or 2 week in nature, and then they move on. But I think that they should move Candice into a team with Indy, and they should be challenging for the tag titles pretty soon, Jimmy.
Candice was dead in the water from her first night up on Raw. And it's unfortunate, but it's just the way she's been booked. It's not her fault. It's the way she's been booked. And I agree with you. They don't have enough women's tag teams. That's why you got Chelsea out there having singles matches with Natty because they don't have enough tag teams. So
I love that stupid-ass match.
I love the Hart Foundation costumes.
That was great.
I posted it on Twitter. They won Halloween. And Chelsea looked great as Bret Hart, but Piper Niven as Jim Neidhart. My God. She was amazing. She was amazing.
Awesome. Johnny says the Black Scorpion is going to choke Tony out during the big announcement. That's pretty funny. KE775 says, heard if the Creeds or Ivy are coming up permanently, or do you think others will follow like Tiffany or wait until the draft? I think you'll see some sprinkled in here and there. But when I asked about Creeds and Ivy, I know on their side, they were like, hopefully more to come. But WWE officials were very happy with them. And WWE officials have long been happy with them. These are people that are not problematic. They show up. They do the work. They do social media. They're easy to work with. They've got good attitudes. They're always working to improve. These three, Brutus, Julius, and Ivy, are like the perfect example of what WWE wants out of the Performance Center. Somebody they can build from the ground up, has a good learning attitude, and also is like, hey, you know, we're going to spend some time on social media to market ourselves as well. So they made very good impressions.
I loved the emotion of Ivy. I loved it. Coming down the aisle, loved it. And Julius Creed's going to be a world champion. If as long as WWE doesn't fuck it up, that guy's got all the tools. He's going to be a world champion. What did you think of the spot on NXT with Humberto and Garza, the slam through the ladder? Did you see that?
It's crazy. I like Garza and Humberto as well. Like, I think they are a vastly underutilized team. What do you think of it?
I think it's very dangerous. It reminded me of Shawn Michaels hitting the coffin.
But how about this? This is something I'll probably put on FIFA Select as well, but Bryan Danielson has broken Orbital. Do you know how that happened?
No.
Collar and elbow tie up.
Really?
It's been reported that it's an elbow. Collar and elbow tie up. That's how it happened.
He hit a shoulder or something?
Hit an elbow.
I mean, obviously accidents happen and that's part of wrestling. But I think if you're Julius Creed, because he's a big guy too. So putting yourself in that position, I think it was unwise. I think it was unwise to put yourself in that position.
Matthew England says, is SRS going to Dynamite in Louisville? Nope. I prefer to watch from the comfort of my own home. But, you know, if it's in Lexington, I'll go there. Like, it's 3 miles away. Grayman Media says, yo, Sap, don't get too hyped over that fluke W against the 49ers. Sure felt like a fluke, buddy. Spank that ass for four quarters. Do you feel AEW's issues are due to the company being less indie and more establishment? Well, it depends on what the issues you're talking about are.
Probably means ticket sales, probably.
Ticket sales? No, but I do think there could be a better mix of indie in there. Like, I wish they would run like Globe Theater and Hammerstein Ballroom and some intimate settings like that. I wish I had the answer, because if I had the answer, I'm sure AEW would have the answer as well. I don't have anything I can put my finger on. I think they should just hammer down stories an awful lot. I think they should get back to their roots. Like, for example, Willow tonight has a title match after she lost the top contender match.
I saw that.
I wouldn't be doing stuff like that. I would make everything make sense.
I think their ticket selling strategy is a big problem. We've talked about this before. I don't know if they believe, or Tony Khan believes, or whoever handles promotions, if they believe that they're at the level of WWE, but they're not. And so when you go into Arthur Ashe the first time, and then you come back the next year and you double the prices, that was very just ill-advised to do that. And then when the show's coming up and you haven't sold enough tickets, so then you slash the prices and you essentially penalize your devoted fans that bought right away, their ticket strategy is poor. That's been a big problem, I think, with their live events.
Going to wrap up these super chats momentarily, but Dylan says, do you know anything about Lex Luger being on the bump today in studio? Was it a one-off interview, or are they planning something more for him? It was a multi-pronged thing. He has a thing on ad-free shows as well, so that was to help garner interest in that. But he has long worked with WWE. Like, I don't think they're going to have him be a recurring on-screen character or anything like that. But he's been like some sort of ambassador with and for WWE for quite a while. So he's worked with them on their wellness policy. He's done that on and off for quite a while.
Did you hear LA Knight's one-liner about Paul Heyman on the bump?
I didn't.
He said, Paul Heyman, when it comes to his brain, he's a thoroughbred. When it comes to his body, he's thoroughly eating all the bread. And he popped Caleb Braxton with that, legit. Popped Caleb Braxton. Good for him. Good line.
Will says, just asking if you heard anything about Vince trying to get back into booking. I've not. And he can't. He just can't. If Ari doesn't want him to, he can't.
He was looking a little fragile in Saudi, I thought.
He has been fragile for quite a while. Does the AEW Doja Cat vid equal a push for the women? No. It just means that they did a cool video. That's about it, unfortunately. Metal Hot Bob Houston says, you think Orton returns at Survivor Series or before? What's the update on Phil? How about I post a Phil update on FightfulSelect.com this week? FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business, best $54 in the business. I've heard a few things across multiple companies, etc.
Let me ask you something similar to this. And you might just say to me, let's wait for the list goes on. But I'm going to ask. So Shinsuke Nakamura cuts this ominous promo on Raw, right? And it sounds like Shinsuke Nakamura is calling someone out in the promo that he cut on Raw. The internet was on fire saying he's talking about CM Punk. He did the go to sleep to Ricochet. Now he's calling somebody out and he's talking about CM Punk. I don't think he's talking about CM Punk. I think he's talking about Cody Rhodes or maybe Randy Orton. Who do you think Shinsuke Nakamura was referring to in that promo on Raw? Because everybody thinks CM Punk. I don't think so.
Akira Tozawa. That's who he's booked to face next week on Raw. Did you see his tweet?
Who? Which one? Who? Akira?
Nakamura. So he did this ominous call out, right? Also, I need to answer the super chat, so don't let me lose it. And then they're like, all right, here you go. Nakamura versus Tozawa. And he tweeted, what the? Right. Awesome. To answer this, I'm going to say before. I'm going to say they set up a thing to where Orton returns before. That way they don't have people thinking there's some mystery guy or something at Survivor Series.
Right.
The update on Phil, as indicated, there is TNA interest in him, and I know a lot of people scoff at that, but maybe don't scoff at it. We'll have some more on that. But Joseph says, any chance of a Fightful app? Hate the Ringside News app. We'll work on it. We'll see what we can do. I would like a Fightful app. That'd be great.
Any I have nothing to. I have nothing to add to that. So
about a Fightful app?
Yeah, I don't really have anything to add to it right now. So Sean, here's some behind the scenes for you. Sean wants us to move off of Drupal, which is what we're on now, to WordPress, and it's fucking on sucks. My list. It's on my list of things to do, and you know the reason why I haven't done it yet. But the app would come after that. So once we move Fightful to WordPress, the app would come next.
See you guys in 2026. Corey says, I think Rhonda is the announcement.
What announcement? Tony Khan? Tony Khan? Does he mean?
Yeah. I don't think so.
No. Rhonda doesn't want to really be a full-time wrestler or anything. She's just doing the indie stuff for fun. She doesn't need the money.
Anyway, what was I going to do here? What do we got? Oh, with CM Punk and Vince McMahon, how much money do you think you made, SRS? No comment. No.
Sean does very well. He does very well.
Day late, but how much does Pirates corn cost? A Buccaneer. Oh, good God. Good God.
And
David Ma says AEW ruined squash matches for me. Good for introducing power guys. But Wardlow, Hobbs, Joe, Keith, keep going back to squashes rather than good matches. I'm okay with squash matches. I just wish they would vary it up a little bit, Jimmy. I wish they would switch it up and give some people who need them that instead of just big dudes.
I think there's a way to do it right. And I always go back to Ryback. I always go back to Ryback because it's the best example. When you have a new guy that you want to build up, I'm a big proponent of squash matches. We've talked about it before. It's how you kind of build a guy up. Ryback, they did it. Then they put him in with CM Punk and they popped the buy rate on the pay-per-view. It's a great thing to use. The problem is when you're like we're kind of talking about, when you're not consistent, when you have a guy do a squash match, then he's not doing anything for a while or, you know, whatever. With Ryback, they every week he's in there either one-on-one or he's in a handicap match. Boom, 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 every week. And then suddenly he's got CM Punk on pay-per-view and the people were interested. So I'm a proponent if they do it right.
We've got Brent Lockman saying, I'm in Toronto too. We had 15 kids, so they all got the full bars because usually the first ones do. But walking around there, no one was out. It was weird.
It was weird.
Yeah. Is SRS going to Crown Jewel? I'm skipping on that. But
maybe if there's a diner in his hometown called the Crown Jewel Diner.
There you go. But I'll tell you what I'm not skipping out on, Nord.
There is no product that we have promoted more on Fightful that I use while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. You guys have probably seen me anchored to my desk an awful lot for quite a while, and I've always got NordVPN on all my devices. That's because that's what NordVPN.com/Fightful allows. You get the fastest VPN in the world on all your devices, on all your operating systems. It is so beneficial to have that versatility. Here at home, I put it on my router just in case, and I put it on my phone, laptop, desktop, PC, and smart TV. That allows you to get all the benefits. The online threat protection, the ability to change your virtual location with just one click, the ability to use that NordPass password manager, the file encryption tool, all that good stuff on everything. Also, you can subscribe to all those overseas services I'm telling you all about, all with 24/7 tech support and a 30-day money-back guarantee on top of an already amazing deal. Protect yourself on all your devices with NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Almost through the super chats already. Big thank you to Nord. We are nailing down another deal to stick with them through 2024. Very excited about that. All women show in Jacksonville is my rec spec. You know what? That'd be kind of cool if they did that. I mean, honestly, I think that'd be very, very cool. When do we see Jade Cargill debut? A few weeks ago.
Ah, it's cute.
I think 2024 is when you see her first match. Question for Jimmy. Does Canada usually get cold for Halloween? It's 28 degrees up in good South Dakota. Phrasing, of course.
I don't know the equivalent, but it was about 1 degree or 0 degrees Celsius last night, which was a little chilly. But I mean, you know, come on, we're Canadian. You're supposed to be ready for that weather.
That so, is 33 degrees Fahrenheit. Since working with Canadians, I've learned how to do that math in my head a little bit, as well as the exchange rate, about 8 cents to every dollar. But let's get into some topics, because Tony Baloney says, I love MJF, but ticket sales and general buzz can't be ignored. AEW's in a bit of a down period. At this point, how would you rate his title run, and what do you think his ceiling is? Thanks. Well, Tony Baloney, sorry it took so long to get to this, but it is one of our topics today. I think he's had a phenomenal title run, Jimmy, especially considering that Bidding War of 2024 sort of had us looking at our watches and going, well, how long? Like, what? How are they going to make this interesting? I think they've made it perpetually interesting between Bryan Danielson and Adam Cole, and then pivoting, which is what I feel like they had to do here. I think if Adam Cole doesn't get hurt, that Adam Cole probably would have won the title at Full Gear. That's what I think would have happened. Unfortunately, he got hurt, and we saw some adjustments, including Kenny Omega against MJF in an all-time great cable television match on Collision. But I'm interested to hear what you have to say about all this, Jimmy.
So one of the things I like doing on this podcast is tackling polarizing topics. And this one, for some reason, was a subject of debate on social media. A lot of people were talking about it. And it was the fact that AEW booked MJF versus Kenny Omega on 3 days' notice. They advertised it, or they announced it on Dynamite, and then they aired it on Collision 3 days later. And some argue that it should have been saved for a major pay-per-view, instead of throwing it away in a bad time slot on a Saturday night. Then others argue that they did it because of the timing of MJF's title reign, right? They did it because MJF's title reign was about to surpass Kenny Omega's title reign, and that's why they booked it. This is my opinion. I have no inside info on this, Sean, and maybe you do. I think that, at least in part, a reason why that they booked this match is because, just like WWE, AEW is looking for a big increase on their next rights deal. And just like WWE, AEW is in the negotiation window, because I believe their current deal expires the end of next year, 24. So that means that they're in the negotiation window. They lost CM Punk, who was supposed to be the face of the brand, Collision. So I think that they booked MJF versus Kenny Omega, at least in part, to keep the numbers respectable and to try to give the brand a buzz, because they haven't really been doing that well. What are your thoughts on the decision to book Omega versus MJF off essentially 3 days' notice from Dynamite on a Saturday, no less?
Initially, I was like, oh, damn. Then I thought about MJF's reign, and I was like, they probably don't have a title match with Omega planned in this reign. This reign has more time behind it than in front of it, in my opinion. However, they had not interacted on AEW TV in like 5 years, like the 5 years that existed. So I completely agree with those that feel like they should have built this or done it at another time. But also, I do understand the idea of saying you want to be watching this show. I am big on not punting on any show.
Especially that one. That's supposed to be their second brand. Yeah.
It's supposed to be their second brand. It had a little bit of a build, which was limited to the MJF Omega interactions, but Omega should want that. He should want to stop that record. And MJF turning over this new leaf and just defending everything, the ROH titles, the AEW title, the Diamond Ring, all that. Like, it's shoring up a lot of the issues with the MJF cowardly character that existed before. Because for a while, it seemed like MJF was just full of being courageous because he wanted to curry favor with Adam Cole. Now he doesn't benefit from Adam Cole taking a short notice match against Kenny Omega. So from a character standpoint, I really, really liked it. And it was a classic match. So in my opinion, you're probably going to be very, very excited to see this if they ever do it again and they ever do it with a proper story. This is one of those where I think that the story can add, or this can add to a future story as well. And Nicholas says, if AEW has a pay-per-view December 30th, you think MJF loses the title to make it seem like he's going to WWE? Yeah, I do. I do think that he loses it on December 30th. That's my prediction as of now. I think MJF loses the title December 30th, and it plays into some of the question marks about him.
Or do you think he wins and then he hikes it over the barricade with the belt and blows a kiss to whoever he's wrestling? Do you think maybe he does that, or blows a kiss to Tony Khan? I mean, we've talked about this before. I don't think his contract expires at the end of this year. I don't think so either. No, like, I think Tony Khan would be out of his freaking mind to give MJF this kind of promotion and this kind of push if he's done in 2 months. I just don't see it. But I want to say this about the MJF Omega thing. I think that throwing away good business for the sake of wrestling lore, it's not something I agree with. And what I mean by that is, if they book that match in a bad time slot against sports competition, strictly because of the title reign thing, if they did it strictly because MJF was coming up on Kenny Omega's title reign record, I don't agree with that. I don't think you should throw away bad business for the sake of wrestling lore, but it does make sense to me to do it because of you're in the middle of rights negotiations and because you want Collision to be viewed as a major brand. That makes all the sense in the world to me. And so I don't know. I guess there's no way to know for sure unless you can ask Tony Khan that question. But you know, the one thing that's interesting, the ratings came out for Collision and the ratings resulted in mixed reactions, just like the booking, because sure, overall viewership was down, but the quarters that they actually had the match were up.
They jumped. It was a big jump.
Yeah.
For the match.
It's funny because you can look at it and you can say, well, the match didn't draw because the average viewership was down. So the match didn't draw.
Sure.
But the quarters when the match took place were up. So, you know, I guess the whole thing is still subject to debate.
The quarters that the match, so it bottomed out at 424,000 at the start of the 9 o'clock hour.
Right.
By the end of the show is at 567,000.
Right.
That is a significant jump. That is 140 plus thousand. That is a 20% jump during the show at night while football is on. So it did accomplish at least somewhat what they were expecting to accomplish. And Meet Norma says the audacity of AEW to book a 5-star match on short notice. Jeez Louise, enjoy wrestling. Meet forever, keep humping. Yeah, man. Sometimes you just need a banger. Sometimes you just need a match to get people's mind off of anything negative that's going on.
I want to say one thing about this quickly, though, because I see people on social media, sometimes wrestling fans, that say, don't worry about the ratings, just enjoy wrestling. Don't worry about the ticket sales, just enjoy wrestling.
I wish I didn't have to. I would love to not.
And I was gonna say, like, for me in my position, you know that business is kind of my bread and butter of this stuff. And for me, that's my gauge on how a company is doing. The television ratings is a gauge. The live event attendance is a gauge. That's how you have an idea of how things are going. And let me ask you this question. Somebody was asking about, you know, they've struggled with whatever live events. What do you think of MJF's reign? Do you think, because I agree with you that I think everything that MJF has done, he's knocked it out of the park, right? The match with Brian was really good. The match with Omega, like, he's done well. But do you think that one of the issues is that MJF's character, a lot of people don't buy the babyface run, and they're just waiting for him to turn because he was such a jackass before. Do you think that they're not buying the babyface run?
Maybe, but here's the way that I've looked at this. So in 96, when WWF's numbers took a downturn, I wasn't blaming Shawn Michaels on that. I'm sitting there saying, imagine how bad it would be if Shawn Michaels wasn't around.
Which is fair.
Shawn
That's Michaels fair.
Wasn't champ. Mm-hmm. Now there, and that's because he is an incredible performer. I think you can look at MJF and say incredible performer. On my book, a 10 out of 10 match with Kenny Omega. He had a really good match with Samoa Joe. He had an incredible match with Adam Cole, an incredible tag team match with FTR. He had another good match with Adam Cole. He had that outstanding four-way. He had an all-timer 10 out of 10 match with Bryan Danielson. Had a great match with Takeshita. Like, this year, like, MJF, anybody who still did doubt him, you look at it and you go, okay, you see the development of him from a character standpoint being less of a coward and more of a champion. He did cowardly things to get to where he wanted, but he had the talent to maintain it. And I think that's a very, very interesting aspect of this character, because he doesn't have to be a shithead to keep that title. He had to be a shithead to get the title. And I think that's a story worth exploring as well. I just think there's so much there. So much there. We got KE775 says, if you were guessing, do you think Raw, NXT, leave NXT or NBC Universal? If they leave, do they stay on cable? Could you see them on a streaming platform? They would need to pay an absurd amount of money to get them off cable, enough to make it worth it, Jimmy.
I hope so. Sometimes you wonder with some of these business types. So you know, when Ari Emanuel did the interview recently and he talked about how the SmackDown increase, even though they got a 40% increase, wasn't enough for Wall Street, right? So let's say hypothetically USA offers them 40 points on Raw and Amazon offers them 50 points on Raw, and they decide, well, we got to do what's best for shareholders, so we're going to take the Amazon deal for 50 points. Imagine what you're losing in reach to make an extra 10%.
Yeah.
So I really hope that they have the wherewithal to understand it's worth losing that 10% to stay on cable. I think they're going to stay on NBC Universal. I think they haven't announced a deal yet because the pricing is not where they thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
And I think when they do announce it, they're going to take a hit on the stock, even though they will see an increase because it won't be as high as Wall Street. But I think NBC Universal is where they end up. I think USA badly needs Raw. And without them, they're just going to tumble farther down the rankings in terms of cable networks.
Do Alba Ayla get on SmackDown before Christmas? Yes, I would say so. They're working live event match, or they're working dark matches against Mia Yim and whoever she can possibly find to stand her as a tag team partner for a week. Shucky Ducky says, HBO Max surprise. Also, Feliz Dia dos Los Muertos. I think, is that Day of the Dead? I think that is Day of the Dead.
I'm Canadian. So, I don't know.
Happy Day of the Dead. Yes, indeed.
Okay.
I know a little. I'm learning a little bit. I don't think that'll be the surprise, but I hope it is, because I am ready to talk about AEW getting paid more money and then wrestlers getting paid more money. Hot Bob Metal Houston says, Shinsuke did ask a promo a couple weeks ago, who will set me free? Some Living Color reference. As of now, it is still a firm no on Punk.
It's what we're talking about earlier. People think it's Punk. Yeah. So I think WWE's got to be smarter with some of this stuff, Sean. Like, if you know you're not bringing him in and you've got him doing the go to sleep. And again, he did the go to sleep to Ricochet twice, two times. You got to be smarter than that. If you're not bringing him in, you're setting yourself up for disappointment with your fan base.
But bringing him in against Nakamura,
I agree with what you're saying. It'll be a downer. They want to see him and Roman.
And Tozawa's working him next week.
I agree.
Grayman Media says AEW is tied less to the smaller promoters. They don't garner hope with their fans consistently, and nobody feels like AEW is leading the indie boom like 5 years ago. Well, AEW didn't lead the indie boom. They created a major company on cable TV. Like, they, if anything, they were pulling away from the indies. Now, they supported them an awful lot during the pandemic, but AEW is not an indie.
No, I mean, stylistically, a lot of their stuff is independent.
Sure. Based,
but yeah, no, they were never an indie.
Throwback says, miss doing this for this show. Big thank you for this, Throwback. We always love to see you here. You guys are awesome. Do you think that AEW did the one thing we always complain about when it comes to booking? Seems like they did the old school WWE. Jimmy, any advice on raising a one-year-old? Brody is 36 inches tall and 27 pounds. Any advice on this, Jimmy?
Boys are much tougher than girls. I learned this the hard way. And you got to put your foot down. I'll tell you something real quick, real funny. When my first child was born, every time she'd cry, my wife and I would freak out. Like, what the hell's going on? What's wrong? Because we didn't know. When my son was born, he'd cry and we'd look at him. We're like, he's fine. Because you learn from the first one. So, you know, don't bend over backwards for him. Put your foot down and you'll be just fine. But boys are a real challenge. They are.
As far as doing the old school WWE hot-shotting thing, I do, but I don't think they had any plans to do this match otherwise. So I didn't have as much of a problem with it. Sean says, who will be MJF's partners tonight? Any clue? Samoa Joe is who I believe to be one. Any thoughts, Jimmy?
Not really. I know they were teasing like it was going to be guys from his past or guys that have been hinting. So like Samoa Joe, Wardlow, Kenny Omega, that's been the speculation. Is it be guys that have been kind of going at him as of late? So
Ryan says, what's the latest in Triple H having final say in creative? Well, he does. He does have final say in creative. He says, do you think this is going to be the permanent move forward and Vince is just a ceremonial figurehead? Yeah, I think Vince is effectively a mascot. I mean, I think that's what he is.
That's what
a
he
creepy
is.
Creepy mustache mascot with a cane. But, you know, it's his Vince, Jimmy. It's Vince, Jimmy. You never know when this old Willy Wonka motherfucker is going to be walking around with his cane, do a front roll, pop up and go, I'm back. You just never know. He's somehow capable of it. He somehow talks his way into it or forces his way into it. Among other things, he forces his way into.
It's going to be much more difficult for him to do that now. He's the chairman of TKO, but he doesn't have the voting rights anymore.
It is. David Ma says, collision in Regina.
Regina. With not no like Bruce Buffer said, Regina, Saskatchewan. No, that's not what it is.
With 3 days till the show, Arena's website still listed it as a house show. Plus, I bought four $115 tickets for a four-pack for $100. Well, how about this one, David? I can get you into some Regina for a...
Hey, guys. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Much better deal.
If you're watching this, you have probably considered becoming a pro wrestler at some point. Well, let me tell you, I got your gimmick and I got your gimmick. Here's your gimmick name, Rock Hard Eric Shins. And your gimmick is Blue Chew and the code Fightful. Same approved ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but you don't want those. You don't want those. You want Blue Chew. It's chewable, gets into your system a lot faster. It's ready when you are or when you're not. Maybe you need that motivation. Maybe you need that step up in performance. Or maybe you just want a little bit of additional confidence. Take an online questionnaire with a physician. And when approved, it arrives straight to your door. All you got to do is pay $5 shipping because that first shipment is free when you use the code Fightful. Mailman's not going to know what's up. The nosy Nellies around your neighborhood aren't going to know what's up. But let me tell you, that special someone's going to know what's up. BlueChew.com and the code.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Fightful.
Wrong mic, Sean. Wrong mic.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Jimmy. I almost typed it into the private chat. Don't bring up the mic, Jimmy.
But you didn't. But you didn't.
Oh, my God. I think Blue Chew will live. We've advertised them for 6 or 7 years. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry that I'm a pro. I can't help it. I'm a pro.
Yeah, why don't you do the damn ad then? You're the one who uses it all the time. Chris Rain says, I loved AEW Women Doja Cat video. Probably my favorite promotional video they've done. Loved that Britt was the one during the She's the Devil line with her possibly being the devil. Oh, my God. I love it. It's a hint. It's a hint. She is the devil. She is attacking MJF. Well, she attacked.
It would actually make sense, Sean. It would make sense, would it? Wouldn't it, to inject herself into the whole he's best friends with my boyfriend stuff? I mean, they could make sense out of that. Yeah, yeah. You never know. You never know.
How do you think that would go over?
The problem is who would be her foe? Like, who's her foe going to be? She's not getting in the ring with Jay White or anybody. Like, who's her foe going to be?
She should. What else is on your list, Jimmy? By the way, we got the Reckless Speculation podcast on FightfulSelect.com right after this. Please go over there and subscribe. We would greatly appreciate it.
So something else has been a topic of debate online is... Should LA Knight, and by the way, I believe it's his birthday today, so happy birthday, LA Knight. Should LA Knight beat Roman Reigns for the WWE title? They're going to be having the match at Crown Jewel this weekend. LA Knight is probably the hottest person in wrestling right now. That's been a topic of debate. I think there's no way you can do it. You've invested way too much into Cody Rhodes finishing the story. But what are your thoughts on the idea of LA Knight actually winning the WWE championship?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
No. I agree. Now, I do think they painted themselves into a corner because I think it's too early for LA Knight to be losing because he only just started winning a few months ago. Yeah. But at the same time, as we talked about, I think they're going to go in the direction of LA Knight against Logan Paul for the U.S. title, which to me will rectify losing to Roman because he's going to get a lot of buzz off of Logan Paul And if he beats Logan Paul, I think that will do a lot for him. So I think that's the way to rectify the loss. You springboard him into a program with Logan Paul. And don't forget, they did a promo on TV before, Logan Paul and LA Knight. It's not like they've never had any kind of collaboration. They did a promo. So I think that's the way to go. He loses to Roman, springboards into a program with Logan, wins the U.S. title. I don't think he'll lose an ounce of momentum if they go in that direction.
Him and Logan Paul is the type of feud that I think would go really, really well.
I think
well.
So, too. I think so, too. Yep. Let's go ahead.
You always do that. You always just roll right into the next.
But I didn't expect you to pop the next one up so fast. So go ahead.
Brent Lotwin says his AEW's involvement with Doja Cat means Will Washington has turned his back on Mariah. No, that ain't ever going to happen.
I just saw him going crazy about a Funko Pop the other day. So no, that's not happening.
It's November 1st. So we know he's just got All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yeah.
Rob Wilkins, good friend. Good friend, does a whole lot of stuff at Fightful, says, I love people losing their mind. It's good for us. So rec spec TK, give me blood and guts at Dynamite 3 days before Survivor Series. I could absolutely see that, but I could see it happening. Are they doing Collision same night as Survivor Series? I could see them doing blood and guts at Survivor Series or the 3 days before. I think there's an awful lot of possibility there.
I would definitely do it the night of Survivor Series if they're live. That's the time to do it.
Anime says, if Britt's the devil, Mariah and Bullet Club Gold. I think that Mariah as Tony Storm's understudy would be very, very good. Like, I think that would be really great. And eventually you build up to something else.
Interesting. All right, let's run down the Crown Jewel card, because this is actually a surprisingly strong card for a Saudi show. Like, this is one of the strongest WWE pay-per-view cards in a while, top to bottom. And I'm going to get your quick pick, Sean. So WWE title, Roman Reigns, LA Knight. I think we're both on board with Roman. Yeah?
Roman, without a doubt. By the way, Stephanie Chase will be doing a prediction show this week as well.
All right. World title. This will be a banger. Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre. Hell of a matchup. I think Rollins retains.
Yeah, Rollins is retaining for sure.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I don't think that they would put the title on Drew without him having a new contract. And as FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business, reported, he has not signed a new deal yet.
I think Drew loses and attacks him post-match because the heel turn's coming. So I think that's the direction. World Women's title. This will be interesting. Five-way, Rhea Ripley, Nia Jax, Raquel Rodriguez, Shayna Baszler, Zoe Stark. Rhea's red hot. I think you stick with Rhea. What do you think?
I think you stick with Rhea as well. Rhea is heading towards the Becky Lynch match at WrestleMania.
Yeah, and she's doing phenomenal. I love that they're making her the leader of Judgment Day. I love what they're doing with Rhea. Really good.
Yeah.
U.S. title, Rey Mysterio, Logan Paul. Logan Paul's winning that belt.
I think he's winning that belt. Fresh off that win over Dylan Danis. I love how confident they were in that. WWE people told Fightful Select, yeah, we knew he was going to call out Rey after that match, because Dylan Danis had no chance of beating him.
No, he sucked. His team dropped him, right? I think his fight team.
His company, Bellator, let him go.
After the fight.
They released him, yeah.
Wow. WWE women's title, Io Sky, Bianca Belair. I think Io retains.
I think Io retains too. I think that probably she gets some help there. And Bianca had her top reign for now, and I think is probably going to move on to something else. Hopefully something fresh and new for her.
John Cena, Solo Sikoa. Cena's going to get a singles win that he keeps talking about.
He is. He's made a story within a story, even though it's a dumbass story.
Yep.
He's made it. And Solo is there to lose to very, very, very top people.
I agree. And then the kickoff is going to be Sami Zayn, JD McDonough. Sami's winning that. I mean, he needs it. Needs the win.
That one's a slam dunk.
Pretty strong card. Dunk. Like, that's a pretty damn good card for Saudi Arabia. So, go ahead. You're Van so Twimblade. Quick with the button on those things.
Van Twimblade says, speaking of which, where do you both stand on Christmas's continual encroachment on Halloween's territory?
It's getting worse and worse all the time. So I saw, it was about 2 weeks ago, I was watching YouTube with my son, and there was a Target ad promoting Christmas stuff. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago. It's getting worse and worse. I mean, pretty soon they're going to be doing pumpkin spice in June, the way they're going.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I like pumpkin spice in general. It's just, it smells nice, but I don't have a problem with it. I really don't, because just a day for me to spend with my family. That's it. So people want to get in that mood earlier, whatever. I'll fire up Home Alone in mid-November instead of mid-December. I don't care.
Which is that your favorite Christmas movie, Home Alone?
Oh, by far. By far. Home Alone series. Cher Delaware got me a very cool gift last year. I collect vinyl, and usually if they're gifted to me, that's one thing, but I like to find them in the wild. I don't order them. She got me the Home Alone score on vinyl, which is very, very cool.
Interesting.
And cool. BL says, Sean, as a lifelong Bengals fan, how did you get through decades-long bad teams, currently going through it being a Patriots fan? Okay, listen. All due respect, if you're a Patriots fan, you need to shut the hell up. You had 20 years of Super Bowl-level talent. The Bengals, I haven't really had to deal with decades of bad teams. The last 20 years, they have been solid. They had a bunch of 8-8 years. They had Carson Palmer. They went into the Andy Dalton era where they went to 5 straight playoffs. Now, there were 5 straight years that were very, very rough, but now it's a good time. I've got season tickets. I'm very, very excited about that. It's one of the only things that forces a nice little day off for me, but yeah. Oh, you forgot Cody versus Damian. Who wins? I wonder.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Cody's going to get beat clean prior to beating Roman Reigns for the WWE title. No, Cody's taking that all the way. There's no
question. Also, another prediction for this weekend. My friend Olivia Bearley, I once trained her back in the day.
Really?
Looking to become 6-0 as an MMA fighter. I think it'll be her last amateur fight as well. She is killing it. We both came from the same hometown. I trained her for a brief period, and I was like, you could probably be in the UFC in like 3 years. She went off, went to college, did some stuff, and then was like, you know what? I'm going to give that MMA stuff a try, and has been killing it.
Did you hear the rumors? Because you know the Saudis bought PFL, and everybody's talking like they're going to spend a lot of money. Did you hear the rumors that they want to book Jake Paul, Nate Diaz in an MMA match in the PFL?
It's not a rumor. They do want to book that.
Is it official?
No, it's not official. Nate Diaz won't do it. The PFL founder called him out for it.
He's Nate like, Diaz won't do it?
Nate Diaz won't do it. He's got a $10 to $15 million standing offer, according to them. Yeah.
Nate Diaz would school him in the first round on the ground. Why the hell wouldn't he want
to
do it?
Don't know what to say.
Wow.
Ryan says, this is a question for Jimmy, but there was a recent report stating that Silver Lake is taking Endeavor private. Does that affect TKO and WWE at all?
No, doesn't affect TKO. This is actually a very interesting story. Are you familiar with this?
I'm not. Please share.
So Endeavor stock has been struggling. And you got to remember, they took the UFC out of Endeavor and put it into TKO. And their stock has been struggling. TKO stock is struggling too. But they claim that it's because their assets are undervalued. Because they have a whole bunch of stuff, right? That they own talent agencies and everything. And they claim that they're undervalued. Silver Lake is like their major investor. And so now the talk is that they want to maybe go private and they might sell off an asset. So it went public that they're looking to do this. But they made it clear in a press release, it will not affect TKO. So no, it won't affect TKO.
Going to Collision here in Wichita this Saturday. Still only promotion I've seen locally was a radio station doing a ticket to give away. Also to Halloween Havoc, both nights had a ton of women's matches. Love it. NXT has booked women's wrestling exceptionally well, Jimmy. I'm with you. They need more local advertising. They have had Paul White and Jeff Jarrett around locally to do stuff for Louisville tonight. But I can tell you from a personal aspect, I hit up AEW multiple times and said, hey, I'm local. And when I interview people about local events, it gets picked up by local outlets as well. I would love to do some stuff, do some interviews. Heard back once, never heard back again. So
Tried. And one thing too is I saw Paul White do, he appeared at a local independent to promote when Dynamite was coming to town, and he got a promo in the ring to advertise a buy one, get one ticket deal. And I saw that and I thought, that's not very great usage of Paul White. You know what I mean?
I agree.
So whoever's handling promotions, they need an overhaul because they're just not doing a great job. They're just not.
Nate says he won't fight MMA anywhere besides UFC. Listen,
take
I would
money,
fight,
bud.
If you offer me $1 million, I will fight MMA anywhere. I don't give a damn where it is. Don't
Jake
give a
Paul,
damn.
Jake Paul's a gimme. Nate Diaz would destroy Jake Paul. Like, why not? That's a gimme fight. Jake Paul is such an underrated non-elite fighter. It's a gimme. Take the fight.
What else you got, Jimmy?
Let's talk about Tony Khan's announcement. I know you don't want to talk about it here. You want to talk about it on the live show. So last week I was joking. He said he had a gift for Sting. They said that it was, what did he say? I forgot what he said.
Tony Schiavone said nobody has ever been given anything like this before, and it's historic.
Right.
Tony Khan just said he had a gift for Sting. He did not say historic or never been done before. Tony Schiavone.
Tony Schiavone said, okay, so then that wasn't anything Tony Khan gave him? That he said that on his own?
Now that I don't know. Okay. Maybe it was on Control Center. Maybe it was on his podcast. I don't know the context of that. But some of that came from Schiavone.
Well, okay. I joked it was going to be a gift wrap Ric Flair, and I thought that was just a joke, and then it turned out it really was Ric Flair. And I know that you want to add some color to this, which is cool.
Sure.
I was wondering, like, why, like, do they think Ric Flair is going to pop a number? Because Ric Flair at this age is not.
No, because so I feel like if they thought it was going to pop a number, they would have said Ric Flair is going to be on Dynamite instead of that.
Fair.
But I'm working on hammering this down. I know it had kind of came out in the past week that it was like they might promote his energy drink. It might be further than that. Like, they might be getting Flair for like a Slim Jim, Randy Savage, WCW deal. Like, I think this might be a thing that encompasses it to where AEW ends up not losing any money as a result of just getting footage of Ric Flair and having him on their show,
right,
and having them a part of the Sting storyline because of this energy drink deal, because I think it will go hand in hand. But that's what I've been led to believe by some people that know Rick, is that it might be a sort of the Randy Savage Slim Jim deal.
Okay. So I guess the mentality is, like you just said, you know, you can have an established name on your show. You've got the footage for your archive, and you don't have to pay him any money. So that's kind of the trade-off. Because I don't look at Flair as really a ratings draw anymore, but I guess if you're getting him for next to nothing, why not? And you're doing a favor for Sting too, I guess, right?
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah, you sure are.
All right.
Jeff says, hey, Sean, wanted to thank you and the Bengals for not re-signing Jesse Bates, giving my defense a leader. Thanks, man. Yeah, I miss Jesse Bates all the time. The Bengals gave up almost 500 yards and still won the other day, which doesn't make me exactly too excited about what Josh Allen's going to do on Sunday. But, hey, you guys can go over to Common Bengals W for more of that. It is my hopefully tax-deductible Vanity Bengals podcast. I guess it would be, wouldn't it, Jimmy?
You could probably work something out. Yeah, I mean, not with me. That's with the IRS, but I'm sure you could probably do something.
We'll see.
What did you think of the decision to have the Creed's first match on the main roster be with Alpha Academy?
I loved it. It sort of sets the stage for the future of these two teams.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Teams and them winning goes a long way. Somebody brought up a very good point in our chat, Jimmy. They had said, you know, before Gable had those Intercontinental title matches, he was the one getting pinned. Now it's Otis getting pinned.
I've noticed that too. Yes, he has been. I noticed that too. Yeah. I was watching Raw on Monday, and I'm a big fan of the Creeds, and especially Julius. Like I've said, DIY was on that show too. And so I was watching Raw, and I thought to myself, they have quietly put together a pretty decent tag division
on
the Raw brand. Because now you got DIY, you got the Creed brothers. I'm not going to count Cody and Jey Uso because that's a short-term thing. But you've also got Judgment Day, you got Alpha Academy, you got New Day, you got Imperium. And if Eric's not out long-term, you got the Viking Raiders. Clearly, that's got Hunter's fingerprints on it because Vince was notorious for not really liking tag team wrestling. But they've really kind of reestablished the tag scene on Raw. What are your thoughts on that? And do you think that they're going to do the same on SmackDown, like bolster the tag division on SmackDown?
So they got New Day back. Obviously, the Uso and Cody thing, like you said, short term. They split up KO and Sammy. So they've had some subtractions. They have had KO, Sammy, Jay and Cody kind of doing their things, but Viking Raiders as well. But they've turned that into a net positive with how they've booked Ivar as well. The addition of DIY and the Creeds is so fresh. It gives a lot of SmackDown 6 vibes. Like if you would have put one of those teams in there with the Guerreros or Benoit and Rhino or Edge and Ray or any number of those guys, they would have just had incredible matches. World's Greatest Tag Team, etc. And that tag team division really helped establish SmackDown back then as an incredible brand. Sometimes you just got to have that stuff. With Johnny, I felt like it was very important that they get him over in the ring on the main roster before they tried to have him go out there cutting promos and a lot of that stuff. We have seen him with personality, but he is Johnny wrestling, not Johnny talking. So let people look at him in the ring and go, oh, yeah, he's one of the best storytellers in wrestling physically and emotionally and all that. I can't wait to see DIY against the Creeds. Like, I can't wait to see that as well. I think they do need to step up, like, some heel teams because it's pretty much just Imperium right now carrying a lot of that. But and Judgment Day. But I'm very excited about those two additions because they're four really great workers.
Wait until Raw viewers, because you got to remember, most NXT viewers don't watch Raw, or most Raw viewers don't watch NXT. Wait until they see Julius do some of the stuff that he can do. Like when he did the one-arm powerbomb, remember in NXT? Mm-hmm. He did the thing with Gable where he did the suplex standing vertical while he's on his knees and got to his feet. And that takes great athleticism from Chad Gable to be able to kind of stay like that. And plus size-wise too, Chad Gable is good size-wise for Julius to have in that position. Wait till Raw viewers get to see the stuff that Julius Creed can do physically. Like, that guy's going to get over like $1 million. Like $1 million.
As we wrap up, guys, a reminder, $5 a month gets you FightfulSelect.com. We're going to head over there and do Reckless Speculation. In addition to that, just today, we had news about Jericho's partner. We're going to have news on WBD, USA Network. We'll talk about that on Rec Spec as well, and how one might affect the other based on some things that I have heard within the industry. In addition, we just had a ton of AEW women's wrestling news. JM Melagrito says, will WWE tag titles be split again? I think for now they're going to keep them together because they see it as a golden ticket to get in between brands, even though that hasn't really mattered much. But I think right now they'll keep them together.
I like it together, but get one damn belt. Enough with the two belts. Like,
I agree. Why is Karrion Kross not on TV? I wish I had a good answer for that. I would expect to see him on TV sooner than later. They've had Scarlett doing some stuff of late, but Kross, I can tell you, Kross will be on SmackDown this week. There you go.
He's working Kross his own stuff a bit, eh, on social media. Yeah.
Well, he's going to be on SmackDown. Fightful Select reported it last week. So Eloquent says, hope Grizzled Young Vets appear in Impact or AEW. They are free to appear wherever they want. There is no non-compete. They can go wherever the hootin' heck they want now, and they're going to have some slappers. It was great to see them in Deadlock Pro. Deadlock Pro, one of the great communities, environments, indie promotions out there. Check them out as well. Guys, we are heading over to FightfulSelect.com. We're out.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.